All right, today is February 22nd, 2012. My name is Pete Wright, and I am in the hotel in Akron, Ohio, interviewing. And tell us your name.
My name is Josh Koch.
Josh Koch. And you got Josh, you were basically raised in Pennsylvania?
Yeah, Lancaster, Pennsylvania.
Lancaster. And on our website, under the success stories, we have you featured. That was an article that went up several years ago. Then we had an update to the article about a year or so ago. So I thought this might be a good time to provide another update to the article and the success story. First, for background, during the time that you were in public school, you had several different disabilities.
Mm-hmm.
Would you tell us what those disabilities were? Tell us the name of each one and a little information about each one of the disabilities.
Sure. Third grade, I was diagnosed with OCD, which is obsessive compulsive disorder.
All right, OCD.
And then a year or so later, I was diagnosed with Tourette's syndrome.
Tourette's? You have basically vocal tics and utterances of
mm-hmm.
sorts?
It started out with just motor tics, eye blinking, and then in the middle school years, it came to very vocal tics. I shouted out just sounds and sometimes words.
In class?
I tried to hold it in as much in class as I could.
But it would become more pronounced at home?
It would become very pronounced at home. And so the difficulty became I would spend all school day trying to hold in these tics, and I was concentrating more on that than on my schoolwork.
Okay.
And I would leave the classroom to go release these tics in the bathroom or in the hallway and be missing class. And also I would have voice fluctuations, so my voice would get higher. Almost at a decibel level, and then it would go softer and higher and then softer. And so the teachers would always tell me to keep my voice down. But that was kind of my way of releasing the tics without.
And then you also had some other issues?
And then I had nonverbal learning disabilities that wasn't diagnosed till about high school.
Which resulted in some difficulty in what specific skill area?
Nonverbal learning disabilities, specifically written expression.
So problems with written language and writing.
Mm-hmm.
Was it a graphomotor problem, organizational problem, or both?
Both. I had a lot of dysgraphia.
Dysgraphia.
My handwriting to this day remains awful.
Yeah, poor handwriting even to this day.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
And but when my teachers would talk to me, they didn't see anything wrong. I had a higher.
You could express yourself very well orally.
Right.
Oral expression was very good.
Right. Above average IQ and verbal.
Okay.
And
so besides the written language issues, what other kinds of skill areas did you have some problems with?
Specifically with OCD, I had a lot of trouble practically filling in Scantron bubbles because they had to be just right. And in my school, almost every test was Scantron. So it was hard for me to finish the tests. A lot of times we had time tests, which were very difficult because I had a below average processing speed. And I often was focusing on the tics and the OCD rather than completing the test. And so I knew the information, I just couldn't get all the way through.
Now, where were you with the arithmetic, add, subtract, multiply, and divide kind of skills?
I was always advanced in mathematics. So I was a year ahead of my peers.
And how about with reading? Where were you with your reading comprehension?
I was on par.
And reading speed?
Mm-hmm. It took me longer? To read. And I often found myself reading out loud at home because it helped me understand things better.
So it was going in visually, but also the information was going in through the auditory channel into
mm-hmm.
your brain.
And I later found out that was most likely due to the nonverbal learning disabilities that I kind of learned that worked better for my comprehension.
I see. And you had several different evaluations over the years, and the big issue with you and the school system that resulted in a due process hearing being requested, what was the issue? What was going on when a due process hearing was requested?
The big issue was eligibility, and the school thought that for both a 504 plan and an IEP, I wasn't eligible. That I wasn't substantially impacted or adversely impacted.
So despite having these disabilities, and I recall there was a private evaluation that went in depth explaining the nature